Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in and on live radio. Not that I actually know the difference between in and on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Snickers bar. Snickers bar. That sounds good right now. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, everybody's favorite, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why?
What? We've got here is failure to communicate.
That'd be the reason why. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? By the way, RoboPaul, I like that. I like that. We just got to give it a little more play, but I like it. I like it. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. If not, I can tell you this. He's coming back sooner today than it was yesterday. Got that? Good. We're asking life's questions about life, and here's today's contemplation. All week long, we've been asking this question, what is or isn't Christianity? If you have an answer, a thought, or a comment, and you don't want it to die of loneliness, just give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAZE. Also, we're going to somehow try at some point, somewhere, to get to Bible trivia. I don't know how we're going to do it. I just hope we can try to do it for cool, and yet somehow at the same time, crummy prizes. It's kind of a weird thing. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
In today's Cinema Classic segment, I'll be looking at E.T., a touching family science fiction movie filled with heart and imagination, but one that perplexingly fails to deliver on its titular promise of an electronic turtle. In fact, despite being titled E.T., an electronic turtle never once appears in the movie and, curiously, is never so much as mentioned.
There you go. And what are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. Now, that was a funny clip. That was really well done, RoboPaul. Good job. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, believe me, it's 2 hours of wowzer.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you plan to sell your home? If so, there are three important things you need to know. Do you know what they are? Hi, this is Gary Kent, the agent you see everywhere of Keller Williams Realty. The three things you need to know are, number one, what price will your home sell for? Number two, how long will it take to sell? And number three, are prices in your neighborhood going up or down? But how do you get answers to these questions? You can get them easily, fast, and free in my new Smart Seller Report. Your free Smart Seller Report is unique to your home and no one else's. It tells you your home's estimated value, how long it should take to sell, and if your neighborhood prices are going up or down. To get your report, just call 619-GARY-KENT, that's 619-GARY-KENT right now, and get your Smart Seller Report free in your email or mailbox. Again, call 619-GARY-KENT, that's 619-427-9536, or go to 619-GARY-KENT.com, that's 619-GARY-KENT.com. This is Gary Kent, the agent you see everywhere.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth. And anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi, David Spoon here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price, 50% off. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half off the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner to see the participating schools. We want our kids to have a Christ-centered education because we don't want to be in the mess that we're in. Oy vey. Choose from the top schools throughout the San Diego County. It's never too early to plan your child's school choice, especially for this fall. For details and a complete list of the schools that you can participate with, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuitions banner. That's KPRZ.com and just click on the half-price tuitions banner. And then get ready to prepare a future for your children.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're going to be resetting life's question almost every segment. So if you get tired of hearing it, the only way to get rid of it is to respond to it. That's a nice way to start this show. Life question, what is or what isn't Christianity? For some people, is Christianity a crutch? Is it a relationship? Is it fire insurance? All you got to do is call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. This segment, by the way, brought to you by E. Cola, Termite and Pest Control, and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. E. Cola uses microwave electrogun patented E. Cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Their special offer, because they've been in business over 30 years, $100 off any termite work when you call, $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You know you can visit ecolatermite.com, ecolatermite.com. Also, Sue, we mentioned this quite a bit because it's important. She has her own show on Saturdays. That gives you a chance to really get to know who she is. Saturdays, 4 p.m. right here on KPRZ. But if you want the $100 off of the termite work or $50 off of the initial pest control, 800-332-BUGS. And tell Sue we said hello. Hello. Okay, so don't forget life's question that we're asking you today. We're asking the audience. You know, most of the time in the show in the first 6 months, we bribed people to call. So we've decided we don't have to do that no more. We don't. People can call if they want to call. But here's the question. What is or what isn't Christianity? What is it or what isn't it? The question is it a crutch? Is it a relationship? Is it fire insurance? Is it something else? It's the kind of thing I want you to think about because I'm not looking for a theological answer, just your input, your insight. I will tell you, when I first became a Christian, the first sinner's prayer that I prayed, the first of many, for me, I needed to do multiple sinner prayers. Because I was a multiple sinner. Anyway, then I was saved the first time round, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I wouldn't do it multiple times. The first time I was involved in the faith, and I truly believed, but I certainly looked at it like fire insurance. I did. I looked at it like, yeah, no, I don't want to go to hell. No, that sounds bad. No, thank you. You know, I'd already watched enough hell on earth from a human point of view, just in the drug culture I was in. I was like, no, not me. So if you want to get give some insight on that, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. And if you really, like, you don't want to go on the air, but you just want to give an answer, you can call and tell it to the producer. That's fine. They won't mind. 866-577-2473 if you want to give a call and respond to that. Okay, a couple things I want to start off with right off the bat. There's an amazing new story, and why it's amazing is because it's not amazing. Okay, I love stories like this. They're amazing, but they're not amazing. Here's the story that has come out literally on the newswire. Here it is. Turns out that a study has shown. Now, what did I tell everybody about studies and polls? Have I made this clear yet that one minute you can have a poll that says one thing and the next minute it says something else and then studies show this, but studies show this? I mean, right? You never know, right?
They're bupkis, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no way to know, you know, oh, that's absolutely true. They do a sampling and they say, well, statistically, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, statistically, you guys don't live anywhere in my universe. That would be my statistical, not even close to anybody I know anywhere. But I can't do much about that. But here's what has come out. And this actually comes from Hugh Hewitt's people. So I thought that was kind of interesting. This is the study. Not a surprise whatsoever. Religious people, people who are engaged in faith-based activities, are less anxious and more healthy. Now, I'm not sure, again, we're going to talk about the need for a study for this. So they're less anxious and they're more healthy than people that do not engage. So when the atheists are going, no, no, nothing to look forward to, the fact of the matter is, no matter what the atheists say, and by the way, they don't represent 10%, but no matter what they say, it doesn't matter because they're not healthier and they're more anxious. You know, if your faith was nothing, you got to the end of the road and Jesus wasn't there, if you got the whole thing and it didn't happen, if you lived your life as though there's a hope, you'd still have a better life than if you didn't. I mean, there's no argument against that. But here's the real kicker. If you get to the end and Jesus is there and you're one of those people that said no, boy, are you in trouble. Marshmallows, there's not enough suntan lotion in the world, and marshmallows and s'mores aren't going to help you at that point, right?
I mean, that's no mulligans.
No mulligans. Nope. It's a point another man wants to die, not to die and die and die and die and die and die and die. It might be a good musical, but that's all. Anyway, so the story, I thought, had some interest because it says people who have a faith are less anxious and more healthy. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to pull up a couple scriptures and see if that verifies with what we've been told 2,000 years ago. Because it's always nice when a study tells you really what's going on. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Or if you just read the Bible, you'll find out it was there 2,000 years ago. Let's see. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Okay, that's a good one not to worry about, right? Just day by day, day by day. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. So then my heart can be guarded and my mind can be guarded. Good, good, good. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Here's my response to this. I'm going to go with that study's probably accurate. People that have faith, especially Bible-believing faith, have less anxiety and more health unless you don't use it, right? Isn't that the big thing? Like if you have it and you don't use it, like here's a gun. Here's 6 bullets, but I'm not just. And you take the 6 bullets and you drop them. Okay, I got a gun. It's like, what? No, you don't. Not without the bullets, right? I mean, how does that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You got to use this stuff, man.
You know, if one of the steps in the scientific process is to review the previous literature. Do you think when they went to do this study, they reviewed the Bible as part of that previous literature?
They never would have done the study if people just read it and believe it.
They didn't know it as a fact. You know, it's a good question as to whether they actually did or didn't. Seriously, they probably did and recognized that the real connection is there. But they just, it's so dangerous to come out and say, I believe that God, who created the universe, can write a book. For some reason, there's a danger to that. What do you think of that? Is it dangerous?
I don't think the Bible permeates too well in academia nowadays, unfortunately.
No. Well, you know, that's funny you should say that because that leads into my second story. Wonderful, wonderful statement right there.
And we didn't plan it.
Didn't plan it at all, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. The next story that came out, Dr. Mohler, Albert Mohler, had this to say. This is a classic line. He said that the elitists were very, very upset in America because many Americans still reject evolution. Okay? Because basically they've been around and they've been looking at the history and they are going, I don't look any different than, you know, 300, 400, 500, 2,000, 6,000 years ago. And here's a great way to just couch it in academia. This all happened 50 million, 100,000 trillion years ago. How would you know? How do you know that? How can you have any? There's no more or less assurance for that, is there?
But David, they have a PhD next to their name.
I can't tell you what that stands for on the air because we'd get fined. But anyway, the point is, here's the big thing I want to tell you about academia and something you should really recognize. David, are you saying that education can be negative? No, I'm saying education can be extremely negative. Not just negative. Oh, my goodness. But it depends on the education. A Christian education, one that understands that there's a God, that's a different story. But let me just say this for all the people out there that'll make you feel better. Ready? I'm just going to help you out real quick. I hope so. Anyway. When Dr. Mueller says the elitists were upset that Americans still reject evolution, here's the response you have to have in your own mind. Well, I'm sorry. Do the elitists have a heaven to put me in? Are they offering me passage to eternal life that I may live forever and be free from pain and sorrow? Because if they're not offering what Jesus is offering, I kind of wish they'd be quiet. I kind of wish they'd just go the way of... you know, bad comedies gone awry, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? Do you guys have a heaven to put me in? No. Okay, then you can move over to the side. I'm looking for people that have real answers. Academia is a great answer if you can bring it into a good mix with some righteousness. Academia is a very dangerous thing when man becomes God. Ooh, ouch. Ooh, get it out of my back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more fun just for you.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Are you living in the freedom Jesus came to give us? Want to know how to break the chains and walk by faith? Join KPRZ at the 9th Annual One Day Women's Conference, The Power of Freedom, presented by Thrivent Financial and hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee. Featuring special guests, CBS News Channel 8 morning co-anchor in San Diego, Dan Cohen, and his wife, Paige Cohen, on Saturday, February 22nd in Brown Chapel at Point Loma Nazarene University. Join KPRZ at the Power of Freedom One Day Women's Conference for a life-changing, powerful message to go forward in our faith, pleasing God and living in victory on Saturday, February 22nd in Brown Chapel at Point Loma Nazarene University. Tickets are only $25, including lunch, and on sale now at kprz.com. We'll see you there. The Power of Freedom, presented by Thrivent Financial, is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control, Genesis Recovery, Life Choices, Goldfield Stage, and iBuyTerm.
There's no better way to get the new year really going in the right direction for you than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hi, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you that a reverse mortgage allows you to fund your longevity. Yeah, changes are coming, but if we act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, President and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him and me for the special event, another dinner workshop coming up absolutely free, San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista, January 16th at 6 p.m. Seating is limited, though. You need to call and reserve your spot. Call 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof?
You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing. They know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Need a body shop? Fix Auto Collision has 10 locally owned and operated centers in San Diego. They will get you back on the road quickly and safely. You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX or visit them online at fixauto.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery San Diego, our good friend Tommy Hawthorne, who's coming on the 4th. I can't remember. I think it's the 14th, so that would be like Tuesday. And if I'm wrong on that date, I'm sorry. I got it correct in my book, but I don't have my book in front of me. Tommy is the executive director of Genesis Recovery. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a Ministry of the Rock Church, and where it's, Jesus is the focal point of a 12-step recovery process. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There's a lot of people that are enslaved to drugs and alcohol. They're brothers who are call upon the Lord, who are just having a hard time getting through. And the bottom line is they need that much extra love, that much extra help, that much extra encouragement. If you want to get involved in a ministry that helps people recover, and I mean recover from the down, and I mean the down. You know what I'm saying? They help with physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. They help them recover. You go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. And you know, we talked about this. We just got through the holiday seasons, and you know what happens in the holiday seasons. I mean, no matter what you say to me, there's a lot of Christians out there, and they all have a drink or two. They'll have a beer or two, a glass of wine. Come on, some eggnog. That happens. But there's some people that do that, and then once they go down that road, they can't stop. And they just can't put the brakes on. And it's like instead of one or two becomes 8, 10, 12, 14. And those are the people that they're really working with to help recover. And so they're trying to teach people not just sobriety, but literally the recovery. And I mean the recovery. And people say, well, you say literally too much. No, they're trying to recover their lives in the grace and the mercy of God. What's wrong? It's the best thing ever. Go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com or call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Really, really like what they're doing there. So they're solid people. All right, so we talked about a little bit about the news. We talked a little bit about atheists. We talked a little bit about elitism and discussed the idea that people that are faith-based have less anxiety. There's one more thing I want to read, and one more breaking. Since I don't know how this is a breaking story, so people have to help me understand that. But I have another response to this one. And as you noticed, I'm taking these stories and then kind of giving biblical responses. Just like I'm taking a headline story and just giving a Bible response. And the reason is because I have no idea. That's what the Lord had me do this morning. See, I don't know. I didn't wake up and go, hey, you know what I'm going to do? Although I guess that could happen. That didn't happen. Here's the story that came out, and here's the response I have to it. It comes out of Hollywood Magazine, which I think is kind of weird, right? But it comes out of Hollywood Magazine, and it's a whole story by Variety Magazine in the Hollywood industry. It says this. The industry still does not get faith-based audiences. The industry does still not get faith-based audiences. So let's talk about that. What they tried to do for years and years in films is just try and tell you that sex with anybody, anywhere, anything, anytime was okay. And most of us who have a sense of faith and a commitment and a relationship with the Lord are like, hey, we're not seeing that trash. We're not going to do it.
Then they'll come out with a movie like The Passion of the Christ, or they'll come out with something that has to do with biblical times. You talk about the series even on television with Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, and it's massively popular because people identify with that. What happens is some people in Hollywood think everybody should think the way we do, okay? Well, let's just be honest. In certain places in California, it's the land of the fruits and the nuts. And we don't all think that way, even those of us in California. And so what the article is talking about, and actually it's two articles, they talk about the fact that the industry doesn't understand that we don't like to sit there and be told what is morally acceptable, but we certainly enjoy stories and movies that are encouraging to faith and encouraging towards one another. And we don't think that showing people having sex all over the place like little rabbits is the way to do that. And so Hollywood doesn't quite get it or understand it. So you think, well, why don't they understand it? And there's a reason. There's a specific reason why the Hollywood group does not understand the faith-based group. And if you want to know where you can get this information, you can get the information in the Bible, like where we got the information in the other two stories. So this passage will tell you why they don't get it. Okay, I'm just going to tell you why you think, well, no, the Bible doesn't actually address this, does it? Yes, it does. Specifically addresses why Hollywood does not understand a faith-based audience. Wow, that's a bold statement, actually. I think that's pretty bold to say, but I think it's true. Let's take a look at this passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And this is what it says. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Now, I want you to think about this, kind of process this in your mind. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Hollywood industry not understanding faith-based people like yourselves, like me. They don't understand why a movie about little giants is more appealing to us. They don't understand how we enjoy not just the underdog movies, but the life-giving movies and the ones that speak to you and give you encouragement. They don't get that we like that. Why don't they get it? Because they are completely void of the Holy Spirit. There is no connection between them and the Holy Spirit at all. You understand? Listen to what Scripture says, 1 Corinthians 2:14. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness. Now, what group has ridiculed Christian and faith-based people more than Hollywood and the media? Hardly anybody. They're the biggest ridiculers of people who are faith-based. But that tells you they're void of the Spirit of God. They don't have God's Spirit in them because they think we're just dummies. They think we're dumb because we have faith and the Spirit of God lives in us. That's the fact. And they cannot understand these things because they are discerned only through the Spirit. They can't grasp it. So when you get an article that says they don't get it, man, that's exactly right. They don't get it because 1 Corinthians 2:14 tells you, yeah, they ain't got the Spirit. They don't get it. And that's not just true in Hollywood and the media here. It's been true for 2,000 years. The groups of people look at Christians and they just, oh, what a bunch of morons. And then they start calling them names and they start doing all that belittling. It's just because they have no connection. They don't understand. And I would venture to say, I think this is true, that before I became a Christian, I probably thought the same thing. Before I acknowledged that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he died on the cross and was buried, and 3 days later he rose again, before I acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, I didn't have much of a connection or much of an understanding. I don't know that I did the ridiculing, which they seem to do, but I'm not sure that I considered it foolishness. I think I just didn't know, more agnostic than anything. But these are people that are grown up, okay? You're not 15 or 16, 17. These are people 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and they just don't get faith-based people because they don't have the Holy Spirit working in their lives, and they don't get it. And so from one point of view, you almost hope, it's terrible to say this, you almost hope that the Holy Spirit will somehow, you know, take a little hammer and go, you know, ding, 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 ding on their heads and tell them, hey, you'll sell a lot more movies if you do a lot more movies that are faith-based and cool and that are encouraging as opposed to discouraging. You'll make more money since that's one of your big principles of making money. You might as well serve the community. The community would like things that are faith-based and that lift up. We want things that encourage us to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Okay? We would like to stay away from somebody else who has no moral standing trying to define moral standings. And if you listen to any of the people in Hollywood, how bizarre their lives are, and taking any of your cues from them, be it physical, be it attitude. I don't care if they got a great attitude. Hitler had an attitude he was going to win too. Do you want to follow that? I mean, that's insane. You don't follow those kind of people. You don't follow people that are going to lead you down a road to destruction. You don't do that. You follow the Lord and let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Let the scriptures be your foundation, your rule, where you base from. And you operate in that. What we're just hoping is that somehow that message can somehow get communicated to somebody there, and they can go to the bank and take out a loan and buy a clue. That's what we want, right? Just go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue and make us happy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I think there's a birthday wish for somebody.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
A new year is here, and that means Mr. Mossy has a new way for you to save on an amazing selection of new and used vehicles. Visit any Mossy dealership in San Diego, or go online and check out all the incredible deals at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com. Mossy.com.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
Attention, ladies in San Diego. Join Bobby and Tony Lee from Daily Disciples Ministries and K-Praise Radio for the Power of Freedom Women's Conference on Saturday, February 22nd, 2014 at Point Loma Nazarene University. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration, encouragement, and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts are available. Register at dailydisciples.org or call 800-992-0369. Hear inspiring speakers including Thelma Wells, original Women of Faith speaker, Dan Cohen, our local CBS news anchor, and Suzanne Harper, singer, musician, and worship leader. It's an event that can change your life forever. Register today at dailydisciples.org or call 800-992-0369. 800-992-0369.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
What are they smoking? Now, I've asked that question many times over the years, especially when considering the behavior of politicians in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Well, here in California, we're into medicinal marijuana, sometimes legit. In Colorado, apparently everybody's gotten into the act since the first of the year. Now the Rocky Mountain State has made recreational weed sales legal, and the sky is apparently the limit. oh, they have some guidelines on age and so forth, but prices have now skyrocketed to over $400 an ounce, which will cause illegal sales and price wars and empower the street vendors again in weird sorts of ways with unintended consequences. Then there's the hash oil business. That's a whole separate world. Dope smokers are also demanding other anything-goes rights, like they want to be able to fly when they're stoned. Now, not as pilots, but as passengers. For now, Denver's airport personnel resisting that sort of thing. How did it get this way? Well, politicians rationalize that if they taxed so-called recreational marijuana sales 25%, they could then say they're doing it for the children and use weed money to build more schools. Using that pretzel logic, why not make every vice legal as long as it can be taxed? That's just lunacy. Almost as loony as a belief that the Broncos will beat the Chargers this weekend in the Mile High City. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park talk about the D word.
Now, let's face it, Tony. A lot of people don't want to talk about the D word. You know, they don't want to talk about death at all, right?
Exactly. They think that the D word is a bad word. People are now opening up, even younger. In the 40s, people are talking about pre-planning, you know, the end of life arrangements.
As I've said for a long time, we made our plans years ago at Singing Hills Memorial Park. In fact, the property's gone up in value. So, I mean, you know, it's all good.
When you do pre-plan, you freeze today's costs.
I mean, it's gorgeous out on the hills, just a lovely spot. And I know a lot of people, when they discover it, come by and say, well, let me take a look around. And you welcome that.
We'll give you a tour. We'll answer all the questions and help you prepare, you know. And if you do it together, and that way there's no questions at the time of death.
Do yourself and your loved ones a great service. Call Singing Hills Memorial Park today.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, we haven't done any weather. We haven't done any content, anything. We're not going to do it yet. Just got so much stuff to do. I got stuff to do, folks. We're going to talk about a birthday in just a second. But first, I want to say this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. And let me tell you what happened today. I was talking to Eric Holloway today.
And you were knighted.
No, but that's a good one. That's a good one. Ingrid is coming on. I believe she's going to come on Thursday at 3 o'clock of next week. It'll be her first time being in the studio at the David Spoon Experience. Here's what I'm hoping. She doesn't fall off her roof. Get it?
That's nice funny. One. Good
That's
one.
Good. Come on. All right. So here's a couple things that Eric and I were talking about because we're setting up some new commercials. And we're talking about the business part of it as well as how each other are doing. You call 760-743-8803. Now, let me say it again. I'm going to tell you the special he's going to offer for the next couple weeks. Ready? 760-743-8803. 8803. That's for any new roof construction, any old roof replacements, any repairs, any remodels, anything that's got to do with roofing, if you waterproofing, anything. Doesn't matter. You can go to excaliberroofing.com, get information on from the website on all the different things they do. By the way, they're relaunching a website. They're expanding. And the new website's going to be coming out really soon. So the old one's there, and it's okay, but the new one's better. Okay? Here's the deal. Excalibur Roofing is offering, just on our show, the David Spoon Experience,
that if you engage their services in the next few weeks, whatever it is, whatever you're going to do, in regards to a re-roofing, okay? So that means that if you're going to go there and we got to do this part of the roof, this part of the roof, all you do is mention the David Spoon Experience, $700 off. 700 bones. Don't talk to me. That's serious. You know, they've gotten some business from us, and it's like kind of give and take. So it's like, look, $700 off if you mention the David Spoon Experience if you're going to do business with Excalibur Roofing in the next, like, 3 to 4 weeks. That's right there. You like that? That's a good deal.
What if they mention MSNBC?
700 more.
Nice.
700 more. Okay, let's take care of a couple important things. Let me announce this right now. You've not heard me say this before. In the very last segment, I'm trying to think if I should do it in the very last segment or not. Yeah, I'm going to do it. The very last segment. I'm going to make a prediction that's going to happen in the world about 20 or 25 years from now, and it will astound you, and it's a real prediction. How about that? Real. It's real. I mean, it's real. I told this to my son about 8 months ago. He thought I was crazy. He's not thinking I'm crazy
anymore.
Let
me take one guess.
You're not going to be close.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's 25 years. In 25 years, the Dodgers will have won 25 World Series straight.
That was not it.
Dang it.
And not even close. But that was not it. So just so you can know, in the next, not this segment, the next segment, I'm going to take a very short story out of a little story they did in the United Kingdom, and I'm going to make a prediction, worldwide prediction. You're going to be like, what? And I promise you're going to think I'm crazy, but we'll see. We'll see. That's all I can say. We'll see. Yeah,
Red Wings going to win 25 titles straight?
Nah. It's not sports related, although it is definitely people related. By the way, speaking of people, most of you might not know this, but every once in a while, like once a year, it's somebody's birthday whom I know and love and adore, and that would be my very special wife, and it's her birthday today. Did you know it's her birthday today?
I did, because you told me.
Well, that's right. I tell everybody. Yeah, that's so bad. I told my kid, make sure
you get. I remember you telling me she looks 25 years young.
Yeah, that's what I said. You bet.
That was
so we want to play some kind of happy birthday acknowledgement, and she might not even be listening because she doesn't often listen to the show because she has to work.
That's why there's the podcast.
Well, that's right. That's what I tell her. You know what she tells me? I'm working. Well, she's bringing a paycheck, too. I ain't got much to say. So, bottom line, here it is. Here's the happy birthday send-out to my very own lovely, wonderful wife.
Oh, boy, a birthday party. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Now you're 1 year older. Happy birthday. Your life still isn't over. Happy birthday. You did not accomplish much. But you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough.
There you go.
Can we have the cake now?
That is awesome. Excellent job. Thank you, Robo Producer. Nice job there.
You're welcome.
We're going to do a short DDD here. I'm going to do this fast one DDD, okay? And then when we come back, I'm going to do the thing I'm not saying when Jesus is coming back. But if you don't have friends who've ever heard it, it'll be the most astounding prediction you've heard on radio in 25 years. It's going to take place. But first, let's have the most painful DDD ever. Can we do that? I'm in such a good mood today. Let's have the most painful ever. Are you ready? Okay, what do I got? 3 minutes, right? 3.5?
Back to the dust with thee.
3.5. I got 3.5. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. And no, I didn't say baby Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. And here is what I consider. Now, you might disagree with me, but I think you might also agree with me. Ruth chapter 3, verse 18, one of the most painful devotional diamonds of the day ever. Then she said, this is Naomi talking to Ruth. Then she said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. What? What? This is Naomi talking to Ruth. Then she said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. You're saying, well, why is that one of the most painful? Are you kidding me? When you call upon the Lord, okay, it's like dialing a phone. Guess how he answers you. Ready? Ready? Tell me what we think. Yes, no, or hold, please. Right? So have you ever noticed when you call a company and you call them up and then you get a person, the person goes, can you hold? Thank you. Click. And then they don't even give you a chance to breathe, right? Well, sometimes the Lord says yes to your prayers. Sometimes he says no. And sometimes he says, hold, please.
You know, not most of the time, but I'd say a good deal of the time, because it's not your timing, it's his. The answer is hold, please.
Yeah, hold, please. I mean, that's a bit. And so here, Naomi says to Ruth, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. Now, here's the problem. Until you know, not guess, but until you know how the matter turns out, here's the question. Why is this so difficult for you and me to do? Why do we have such a struggle just being patient with the word wait? What is so difficult on our part? When Naomi said to Ruth, she said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. One, none of us like to do that. I don't like to do that. Nobody likes to do that. You like to get it taken care of, right? Want to know why it's so hard? Because we lack the control and we're desiring to control the circumstance, and waiting is not controlling. When you have to wait, when the Lord tells you to wait, you know what you are not in? You are not in control. You are in wait. See, when you're on hold on the big corporation on the phone, guess what you're not doing? Getting the information you are requesting through the corporation. You are on hold. And so sometimes when the Lord puts you in a trial, he says to you, wait. Wait until you know how it turns out. And we're like going, wait? I don't lift weights. I don't want to wait. You know, that's that classic joke about patience. You know, I don't want to have patience. I'm not a doctor. It's like, come on. But here it is, the bottom line. The Lord tells us time and time again, wait. Until you see how the matter turns out.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
That's very nice. See, so now here's the bottom line. When the Lord tells you to be patient, he's really not trying to line you up as a patient of a doctor. He's trying to teach you to be patient because he is in control. And as much as you want to be in control, you're not. Bummer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. Thank you.
And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, the prediction of the ages right here.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is S. Craig Perry. Do you really have money to lose? Do you have an annuity or CD coming due? Listen to the next 60 seconds, and you could double your money immediately by calling me. This is not an annuity. If you have a lump sum of money you want to do something with because you're scared of the market or you hate what the banks are paying, then I have just the product. The insurance company will take your lump sum and in most cases double it automatically with no risk of losing principal guaranteed. I have a 56-year-old client. His $50,000 became $104,000 immediately, guaranteed. You pay no fees and no commission to me, and if you pass away any time, the total amount is tax-free to your heirs. And if you haven't bought long-term care insurance, you can tap into this to help pay for nursing home and home care. How about that? Call me at 1-800-553-6247 to see what your lump sum would bring. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless you.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8. 1-800-553-6247. Call 800-553-6247.
Call me at 1-800-553-6247.
Hi, Mark Larson here. For 25 years, the Christian Examiner newspaper has been a local favorite and a national leader in the Christian newspaper industry. Now, when you've been around that long, it's time to be refreshed. And now they've done it. The Christian Examiner newspaper has undergone an extreme makeover. It's now a brand new community publication, a beautiful full-color magazine. You know what it's called? Refreshed. It is awesome. And I don't say that just because I have a column in this publication every month. Check it out. San Diego's first and only
only inspirational lifestyle magazine. Refreshed is a monthly faith-based lifestyle magazine featuring thought-provoking columns, inspirational articles, human interest stories, and intriguing accounts about life in the local community. Columns by Dr. David Jeremiah, L. Manconi, even me, Mark Larson. Check it out online, refreshedmagazine.com, or call 800-326-0795. Refreshedmagazine.com. Call 800-326-0795.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker doodad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
David Spoon Experience. I let that play on, but I won't get the story in. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, now I've told this to one other person. I don't think I've told this on the air before. If I have, I apologize. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Something that you might not be aware of. A prediction that's going to take place in the next 25 years. Mark my words. By the way, we're recording it so we can have it verified. Let's just understand it. The story, my prediction, that is not a prophetic prediction or connected to the return of the Lord in any way, shape, or form. So I give that caveat right now. Is for you to understand first, though, that it comes off of a story out of the UK saying this, and this is something that I've said actually to Robo Producer in the very beginning of the David Spoon Experience. The title is Tweet a Lot, Then You're Probably Self-Obsessed and Narcissistic Because You Use Twitter to Crave Approval. Okay, hold on. Now, I'll say right off the bat that I've said in the very beginning, Twitter, especially when we got involved in the, you check all those David Spoon Experience podcasts, I talk about Twitter being one of the most narcissistic elements that our society has ever seen. Is that correct? Do you remember that, Robo Producer? Do you remember me talking about that back in the day?
I do remember it, but my question is, if Twitter is like that, then why not Facebook?
Aha! Getting to the prediction. Facebook can get you friends you have never met. What? You can't have friends you could never meet. You can't have a socially driven program that's only feeding your narcissism. That can't happen. So I told my son last year that 25 years from now, listen to what I'm going to say, social websites are going to start to completely disappear. It's like, what? Listen to what I'm saying before you freak out. Listen to what I'm saying. Because you're like, what? Why? How? Here's why. There have been three court rulings that have now listed people that give opinions like on Yelp, people that make comments on Facebook, and people that make comments on Twitter, where the people who made the comments under the anonymous clause are
legally liable for some of the things that they have said. And what's going to happen is all social media will become an accountability from a legality point of view. And for safety's sake, for personal safety, and to avoid liability, social networks are going to shrink. What do you think of that?
Boy, makes sense.
You can't get away from it. You see, a division of the world that is void of any kind of love or responsibility or to connect, it is going to, of course, bring about the end of the world. We kind of know how that's going to go. But, and we know it's going to go under one government, then everybody's going to not be male, female, or anything. Everybody's going to be an automaton, and then blah, blah, blah. But here's the real bottom line. These things are going to happen, and it's going to get so bad that if you post something, if you say something, you can be held accountable and sued. Guess what you're going to do if that's the case? You're not going to say anything. And it'll be another way to shut down free speech. You hear me saying it right now?
Yep.
Social networks, 25 years from now, you watch. People are going, no, they won't. No, they won't. You're wrong. They'll shrink. I didn't say the internet would go away. Social networks are going to shrink because accountability, liability, and safety are going to become key factors. And if you think I'm wrong, hey, in 25 years, come get me. We'll have some coffee. We'll see. I'll be here for about 35 or 36 more years unless the Lord comes back, which I'm definitely planning on him coming back. That's the prediction. In 25 years, social networks. See ya. We'll see.
I'll tell you what, Dave. If the world keeps going the way it's going, could be sooner.
Could be sooner. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we have our good friend Russell Shubin back on the show not long from now.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.